Welcome back to a new episode. You're listening to the Ball City Bloggers podcast. Hi, I'm Genesis, your host, and this is where we will talk all about how to start, grow, and monetize your blog by simplifying the process, strategizing with intention, and creating a plan for profits. How do I know the frameworks I teach undeniably work? Because I spent years following all of the blog guru strategies, and it kept me stuck at making $0 in my blogging business. Once I decided to block out the noise, I created my own framework that allowed me to quit my job in 2 months, book out my business in 4 months, and hit six figures in under 17 months, all by defying the rules. Now I help female bloggers like you do the exact same. Recognizing a gap in how bloggers try to grow and monetize their new blog, I set out to create never-seen-before affordable blog coaching that is fully customized to your blogging business. This ensures that you will be put on a fast track to make money blogging the right way. A unique approach using blogging and SEO strategies to expand your reach, sell more with ease, and relax while the sales come in while you're sleeping or shopping for groceries. And a blogging membership for bloggers called the Blogging Ladies Membership who want to start their own blog, create their own offers to sell, and make money on autopilot. Truth is, we don't turn our heads away from the real talk here. I share with you all of the truths, secrets, strategies, and step-by-step action plans that I've tried and tested with myself and all of my clients. Ready to grow and monetize your blogging business? Check out my free masterclass in the show notes below called Six Figure Blogging Secrets and learn the exact strategies that I've used to build my blog to six figures. Now let's tune in to today's episode. Hi there, welcome back to another video. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about what the difference is between a blogger and a blogging business owner. So let's start with a blogger. So a blogger is somebody who just wants to do it as a side hustle, maybe make some money in affiliate sales. They're just, you know, writing blog posts because they want to, because it makes them happy to, because it's a hobby. And then a blogging business owner is somebody who wants to offer products or offer services and then live launch to an audience and then put it on evergreen and build out sales funnels and do email marketing campaigns. And there's a lot of things that blogging business owners do that a regular blogger might not. Now, what I do is I take bloggers, new bloggers, from just blogging to blogging business owner, because a lot of new bloggers think that, you know, being just a blogger will make them money. You know, they think that they can make a lot of money in affiliate sales, but truth is they will get overwhelmed and they will quit. And that's why most bloggers do quit, because, you know, making affiliate sales will take them forever, and making money on ads, like, it's not a lot. You're just going to be making cents. It's really hard to make money that way because you need so much blog traffic and you need an unrealistic amount of blog traffic that maybe you will get in, you know, a few years, but you might not get that right now. So if you don't want to waste all of your time spending on just only making affiliate sales and ad sales, then you might want to convert to a blogging business owner. So how can you do that? First of all, you want to grow an email list, and you want to focus on growing your social media and really focus on branding your blog and branding messaging and what you want to do. So what kind of product do you want to create? What kind of service do you want to create? And you want to create an offer that is going to solve your ideal audience's urgent pain point. So who is your ideal audience and what are they struggling with? Who are you writing to on your blog? Who are you trying to help? You want to solve an urgent problem for your ideal audience, and the solution to that problem will be your offer. And then after you create an offer, you want to live launch it to an audience. And then once you live launch it, so live launching means that you will get on stories a lot. You're going to be teasing your offer. You're going to be really selling the heck out of that offer for a week. And then after, you're going to be studying the data, like how many opens, how many people converted to buy that offer. So once you study the data, then you're going to be tweaking that offer and tweaking the messaging so you can ultimately sell even more the next time you launch. And you're going to want to live launch this offer over and over and over again to your audience in a strategic way and get better and better and better at it, so that when you finally know that this offer really does work and you're getting the best possible results from this offer, then you can set it up on evergreen so you can make passive income. And then when you have that set in place, then you can move on to creating your next offer. That's all I have for you today. I hope this was helpful for you. Have a nice day.